Well, Josh, let's talk about this big event tonight at the Baxter County Fairgrounds. I guess it all gets started with the fish fry, doesn't it?
Yes, sir. We're going to start with our fish fry. We're going to start serving about 6 o'clock. We've got Owen Carpenter and Tom Sazelle and some more alumni and supporters that are going to be cooking fish for us. They always do a great job. It'll be an excellent meal.
What's the cost for that?
Yeah, so our fish fry plates are $8. That includes fish, hush puppies, french fries, baked beans, coleslaw, sliced onion, comes with a dessert and a drink.
Very good. That starts at 6, and then you got the live auction starting at 7. You got some great items.
We do. Our auction is going to start at 7 o'clock there at the Educational Building at the Fairgrounds. And we've got a lot of items that our students have built in the shop. One of our highlights is that flatbed trailer, 16-foot flatbed trailer with ramps. Got a wood floor. Two 3,500-pound axles, a really, really nice trailer that's pretty heavy-duty that Mr. Carpenter and his students built in the shop there. Got an outdoor kitchen that we built that comes with a grill and a sink, kind of a cool item for a backyard patio or a deck-type setting, which is a really cool item. We've got a lot of gift cards to a lot of different businesses, you know, just things that stand out, a lot of three loads of gravel, both from Twin Lakes, quarries there, and also that new White River quarry there. Meat shop gift cards, oil change gift cards, just a variety of things for everybody.
And this is a reunion as well. You have some former students come back for this each year, don't you?
We do. You know, a couple of years ago, Hannah Walker and Caitlin Grissom, we talked about, you know, making it kind of a reunion, a way for people to reconnect, people that are alumni and supporters that can come together. And so the alumni group is going to be doing a 50-50 drawing and kind of trying to reconnect and just have a good time with people they used to go to school with and people that were former members. So it's going to be a good time.
Of course, it's all a fundraiser for FFA, and, boy, it's a great organization in the school.
Well, thank you, Brad. Yeah, we're going to, you know, just try to raise money for the extra things, you know, that our school does a good job of providing financial resources for us. But the extra things, the extra travel, we buy a lot of meals for students while we're on the road. And, you know, sometimes hotel rooms or, you know, different things that we need to supplement throughout the year. So it's definitely a really good fundraiser for us.
It all gets started at 6 tonight with the fish fry, the auction at 7. Josh, anything else we need to mention?
That's it. We just hope to see everybody tonight. And thank you guys. Thank the community for their support. We've got a lot of really good support from a lot of businesses and a lot of individuals. We've got those listed on our flyer. We're going to talk about those during the live auction. But just thank you to Mountain Home and the surrounding community for all your support.
Very good. Josh, hey, thanks for the time.
Thanks, Brad.